The Navajo Nation approved a bill on Thursday to raise the sales tax on junk food and lower the tax on fruits and veggies. Ben Shelley, president of the Navajo Nation, has 10 days to approve or veto the bill, says Denise Livingston, a presenter of legislation for the Diné Community Advocacy Alliance. She says 99% of the Navajo Nation lives in a food desert, and she hopes the tax changes will raise awareness about the epidemic of diabetes and obesity experienced on the reservation.
A large percentage of the inventory at these stores is considered junk food. And for one store, it was up to 80% was considered junk food. So we really wanted to raise awareness, and we decided to work through the tax.
If the president signs the bills, the junk food tax will be raised 2% more than the current 5% tax.
100% of the revenue is geared towards creating community-based, community-directed wellness projects, and the money will be distributed to the 110 chapters across the reservation.
She says she hopes years down the road, the Navajo Nation will set the standard of healthy living in the U.S., especially for other tribes.
I believe that healthy food access is about social justice.
For UPR News, I'm Morgan Pratt.